May 24, 1927 Offering of one's work in the divine will. One who lives in it forms many acts of divine lives, and possesses the belocating virtue. I was doing the offering of my work, saying, Jesus, my love, I want your hands and mine, in order to give to our celestial Father that love and that glory which you, individually, gave him with your works while being on earth. Not only this, but I want to unite myself with you when you, Word of the Father, even from eternity operated together with him with his very works, loving with reciprocal love and with perfect equality. And I want to glorify you with that same glory with which you glorified yourselves among the three divine persons. But I am not content. I want to place my hands in yours in order to flow together with your hands, in your own will, within the sun, to give you the glory of the light, of the heat, of the fecundity of the sun. In the sea, to give you the glory of its waves, of its continuous murmuring. In the air, to give you the glory of the singing of the birds. In the azure heavens, to give you the glory of their immensity. And in the twinkling of the stars, in their flickering, I make my voice flow, saying to you, I love you. I want to flow in the flowery fields, to give you the glory and the adoration of their fragrances. There's not one point in which I do not want to be present, so that everywhere you may feel your little daughter, adoring you, loving you and glorifying you. Then, while I was saying this and other things, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me, my daughter, I feel in you my glory, my love, my life, my works. My will centralizes everything in you. Not only this, but while you work, my will takes you into the sun, and you work together with its light. So, your movements flow in the solar rays, and as the light diffuses, you diffuse glory and love for your Creator. How beautiful is my daughter finding her in all of my works, working to give me the love, the glory that each one of my works contains. Since my will possesses the belocating virtue, it also belocates you, so as to be able to find you in the sea, in the air, in the stars everywhere, to love you, and to be loved and glorified. After this, I was feeling as though absorbed in the Supreme Fiat, and I was thinking to myself about the great goods that the Supreme Will can do in our souls. And my always lovable Jesus added, my daughter, each act that the divine will does united with the soul, forms a divine life. In fact, my will being divine, it cannot help forming divine lives in its acts. In such a way that, wherever it reigns, as the soul operates, speaks, thinks, palpitates, etc., my divine volition makes its work, its word, its thought and heartbeat flow within that of the creature first forming in her its act, its word, and then giving the birth of its divine life. So, in everything the soul does, she releases from herself so many divine lives as to fill heaven and earth with as many images of divine life. She becomes the reproducer, the belocator of the divine life. My will is not less powerful in the soul in whom it reigns with the fullness of its dominion, than it is within the womb of the three divine persons. And therefore, possessing the belocating virtue, it not only forms in the soul as many divine lives as it wants, but it forms in her its heaven, its sun, seas of love, flowery fields, and makes the soul say to her God, heaven you gave me, and heaven I give you. Sun you gave me, and sun I give you. Seas and flowery fields you gave me, and seas and flowery fields I give you. Your will repeats in me everything you have done for me in creation and redemption, so that I may give you everything, just as you gave me everything. Oh, power of my will, what can it not do in the soul in whom it reigns? Therefore, wherever it reigns, it delights in placing the soul at our level. More so, since it knows that that is our will wanting the creature to be similar to our image. And our will, our faithful executor, renders her such, and we call this creature in whom our supreme fiat reigns, our glory, our love, our life. Only with our will can the soul reach such extent. Without it, there is great distance between creator and creature. This is why I love so much that the divine volition reign in the creature, to give to our will extensive field of action in order to bilocate our works, our life, and to raise the creature to the perfect purpose for which she was created. The creature came out of our volition, and it is justice that she walk in the steps of our will and that she return to her creator on that same path from which she came, all beautiful and enriched by the prodigies of our eternal fiat.